when you're under pressure, blame Washington. That's long been the playbook for the government of Venezuela, first under the late Hugo Chavez and now under his successor, Nicolas Maduro. Well, Maduro has been under intense pressure lately, and once again, those in power in Caracas are blaming the U.S., specifically the American ambassador in neighboring Colombia. The mayor of the Venezuelan capital, Jorge Rodriguez, says he has proof that the U.S. diplomat is plotting with the opposition to stage a coup against Maduro. Arturo Wallace, with our friends at BBC Mundo, is in Caracas, and he's covering the story in detail.
The mayor of Caracas, Mr. Rodriguez, quoted a series of emails between several leading members of the Venezuelan opposition, chiefly among them Maria Corina Machado, a former member of parliament, in which they mentioned the support and even instructions from Kevin Whitaker, the current ambassador to Bogota and former man in charge of Andean affairs at the State Department. It's not clear whether they're referring to this alleged plot to kill President Maduro or just to a general strategy of trying to increase the pressure on President Maduro through street protests to try to force his resignation to destabilize the Bolivarian Revolution, as they call it here in Venezuela.
Right. So it's this opposition politician, Maria Corina Machado, allegedly telling in this email a former presidential candidate named Diego Arias to, quote, step up efforts and obtain financial help to, quote, annihilate Maduro. So the government is interpreting that as an assassination plot?
Yeah, that's the government's interpretation. And they said that beyond the emails, they also have other evidence that they will disclose in due time and that there is a criminal investigation. Maria Corina Machado, of course, she has denied the accusations. She said that she called it a fabrication. She said that anybody familiar with her style in writing would realize that that wasn't her.
That was not her.
She said that the current Venezuelan government is desperate because of the protests that have been affecting Venezuela for the last 3 months. And the American government has already denied any sort of involvement. They also said the accusations were baseless and false.
There is a pattern here, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a pattern. This is not the first time President Maduro or people close to him actually denounce assassination attempts or plans to try to assassinate him. He has even implicated former Colombian President Álvaro Uribe. But so far, none of these alleged plots have resulted in any sort of formal accusation against the alleged plotters.
Does this time feel different, though, Arturo, or is it kind of same wine, different bottles?
Well, right now it feels like the same. You know, the opposition is laughing at the accusation, saying that it's just proof that the government is desperate and trying to intimidate the opposition and trying actually to distract people from the real problems. It might change if indeed there is a criminal investigation and charges are formally presented against Maria Corina Machado and she's actually arrested because of this. But so far it doesn't seem it would go that way, although yesterday the mayor of Caracas said that more evidence would be made public in the next few days.
Arturo, do you remember the last time things were okay between the United States and Venezuela?
Honestly, I don't. I probably have to go way back before President Chavez was first elected. But it's been a while since the tensions have been piling up. Certainly for the current Venezuelan government, it's quite an useful scapegoat in a way, because they tend to blame United States interference and, you know, these sort of attempts, or what they claim are attempts from the Venezuela's opposition to try to topple a democratically elected government to justify many of the problems that the Venezuelans face.
Both countries seem to enjoy this abusive relationship. BBC Mundo's Arturo Wallace is in Caracas. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.